Hi, this is Kristen Stokes. Welcome to the Montana Moves and Wheels Well Chat, episode 13. Today's episode features a special interview with nutrition expert Monica Reinagle, aka the Nutrition Diva, who I'm teaming up with next week to offer the 30-day nutrition upgrade to the Montana University system. Since recording the interview for today's podcast, this special program has sold out, which I'm really excited about. It's great to have such interest in this new program. If you're listening and were able to register for the 30-day nutrition upgrade, we're so excited you're on board, and we hope today's episode gets you even more fired up to get started. If you were unable to register in time, or if you're just hearing about this program for the first time, we hope you'll still listen today, as we hope to offer another round of this program in the near future. In either case, I think you'll find some valuable nutrition tidbits as I chat with the Nutrition Diva. Hello, and welcome to the Montana Moves and Meals Well Chat. This is episode 13. I'm Kristen Stokes, and in the office with me, of course, is Neil Andrews.
Hi, everybody.
And today, we also have a very special guest joining us all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, Monica Reinagle.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hi. So Monica is a board-certified, licensed nutritionist, and professionally trained chef. She's the author of 6 books, including The Nutrition Diva's New Secrets for a Healthy Diet, and she writes a very popular blog, which can be found at nutritionovereasy.com. She hosts a weekly nutrition podcast called The Nutrition Diva, which she started in 2008, and last week, I actually just listened to its 469th episode. So Neil, we have a little bit of catching up to do. You may recognize Monica's name, as she is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post, Scientific American, The Today Show, CBS News, NPR's Morning Edition, and many other newspapers, magazines, and websites. So I first discovered Monica years ago through her Nutrition Over Easy blog and her Nutrition Diva podcast, which quickly became trusted resources for me. When I first read the blog and listened to the podcast, I was instantly struck by how Monica could take these complex nutrition topics and clarify and present those topics in a very straightforward way. In fact, I was telling Neil the other day that I often check my nutrition messages and recommendations against Monica's just to make sure I'm on the right track. One more thing that Monica offers is nutrition coaching programs, and that is actually why she's on our podcast today as a guest. So if you haven't heard the exciting news yet, MUS Wellness is teaming up with Monica to offer her original program called the 30-Day Nutrition Upgrade to MUS plan members starting Monday, April 9th. So we wanted to take the opportunity today to interview Monica about the 30-Day Nutrition Upgrade, dig a little bit into some of the program details, and talk about why our listeners should consider participating in this program. So let's start with this. Monica, what is the 30-day nutrition upgrade?
Well, in a way, the name of the program sort of describes it. It is a 30-day sort of challenge program that I developed a few years back that we do in a group setting, in an online setting. And the idea is just to take those 30 days and work on improving our eating habits and see if we can set into motion some new habits that we can carry into the future that can just help us eat a little bit better, make, you know, some better choices, feel better, look better, the whole thing.
Awesome. And how does it work?
Well, it starts with a live one-hour webcast in which I present the whole program and walk people through the steps and kind of describe what we're going to be doing over the next 30 days and hopefully also get people really psyched up and enthusiastic. But over the course of the 30 days, the only sort of obligation that you have is to answer 10 yes or no questions about what you ate every day. Usually people do this at the end of the day. As they're wrapping up their day, they will sit down and answer their 10 questions. And based on those 10 questions, you get a grade for the day. You might get a B or a B minus or an A if it was a really great day. Sometimes you might get a C or a C minus, but that grade gives you some feedback just on how you did over the course of the day and some ideas about what you might be able to do differently to get your grade up a little bit over the next 30 days.
And I think that can resonate with our listeners here because most of us work in an academic setting. So we are used to the grade system here.
Exactly.
And how is it different from other nutrition programs that people typically see maybe offered online, et cetera?
Well, I think one of the big differences between this and some of the other 30-day challenges is that some of those programs can be really restrictive, and you know, it's sort of an absolute. You're going to go 30 days without eating whatever it is, any sugar. You're not going to eat any meat, or you're not going to eat any refined carbohydrates or any carbohydrates whatsoever, or you know, these really extreme challenges, which really stretch people's ability to right. to modify their routines. And this is a much sort of gentler approach that tries to start with where you are right now, what you're already, because I feel like, sure, you could be somebody else for 30 days, but then at the end of those 30 days, you're going to go back to your regular life. And I want to make sure that there's something that comes out of this 30-day effort that can be carried forward. And so we start with where you are, and instead of leaping into another dimension, like the one in which you eat absolutely no sugar or flour or whatever it is, we start taking steps in the right direction, you know, things that you could imagine doing on an ongoing basis that really could have a positive impact on your nutrition, on your eating habits, on your health. And that's been a really fun way to approach this for a lot of people.
So it sounds like we're going for some long-term change, not just
absolutely
a 30-day drastic difference.
Well, you know, Kristen, I would much rather have people make a small but meaningful change that they can then sustain for the future than make some really big dramatic gesture that only lasts a couple of weeks. I think that you get a lot more benefit from those smaller, more sustainable changes.
Right. And I would absolutely agree. Along those lines, I've heard you speak about this program before, and you've talked about this concept of good enough. Can you talk about that a bit?
Sure. I think when we get motivated to make positive changes in our diet, sometimes we go at it from a very black and white perspective. Like, we have to get it perfect. We're either on the program or we are completely off the wagon. And so people set themselves up, I think, sometimes for failure by trying to be too perfect with their dietary choices, because the minute they slip up a little bit, they feel like, oh, I blew it. And they kind of go back to their regularly scheduled programming, which wasn't maybe working for them so well. So the good enough concept, I think, is just based in the concept that, you know, we don't have to have a perfect diet in order to have a healthy diet, that there is room for some indulgences. There's room for some things that you might choose to eat, not just necessarily because it's good for you, but because you love it, or because someone made it for you, or because it's your birthday.
Right.
Or very often, I think, it comes down to a choice that might not be the perfect choice, but it's the best of the available choices. Because
yeah.
That's how we actually live, I think it makes sense to develop a philosophy and approach to nutrition. And I know that you share this philosophy, Kristen, because we've talked enough about nutrition. That we benefit when we can develop a philosophy that is a little bit more realistic, that fits into our perfectly imperfect lives.
I love that. I love that approach. Yeah, as you said, I completely agree with that. In fact, I talk a lot about the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time you're choosing these foods that are health promoting, and 20% of the time it accommodates those, like you said, those birthday parties, or hey, just what is available. So this program fits right in with that. Where did the idea for this program come from?
Well, I've noticed over the years and in my research that when people start a practice where they're tracking what they're eating, it often leads to beneficial improvements. You know, when people start keeping a diet log or a diet tracker, a lot of people like to use MyFitnessPal, and they start keeping track of what they eat, it often improves their choices for a bunch of different reasons. You know, it's sort of that reality check and the accountability. And the problem is that can be a really time-consuming and tedious and irritating thing to have to do every time you want to sit down. And so I was looking for a way to capture some of that accountability that you get and awareness that you get when you commit to tracking your diet, to combine that with something that was a little bit lighter weight and something that might be a little bit easier to integrate into a busy life. And so that's how I came up with this idea of the 10 question questionnaire. And it was really fun for me to think about what 10 questions could I ask you about what you eat that would give me the most information about your overall dietary pattern, you know, in the fewest amount of questions. So that was a fun challenge to play around with. And the questions really grew out of the scientific literature. We actually have a lot of data on how certain dietary habits correlate with health outcomes and overall nutritional intake and risks for various diseases. So a lot of it had to do with kind of sifting through the scientific literature and figuring out what are the keystone habits that determine sort of the overall health of the diet, you know, and how can I boil this down to just 10 questions? You can imagine when I first sat down and started brainstorming questions, it was easy to come up with 30, 40, 50 questions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The real fun was sifting it down. But what we ended up with, and the other thing that I really like about this approach is that five of those 10 questions have to do with habits that we want to make sure that we are not overindulging, things that we want to pay attention to and, you know, keep track of in our diet so that we're not eating too much of them, things like sweetened beverages or fried foods. But five of those 10 questions have to do with foods that we want to eat more of, that we want to find ways to include in our diet more often. And it's always sort of more fun to focus on the things that you want to have more of than it is the things that you want to do without. And I think that that introduces a nice balance into the mix so that it's not just about avoiding and restricting and limiting. It's also about opening up our diets to some new things that are enjoyable and good for us. And you know, that's I think it's a healthy way to approach the whole concept of dieting as being a balance between those things that we enjoy and those things that are healthy for us and those things that we're going to enjoy in moderation.
Absolutely. I think that people, when they hear nutrition program or anything with diet, we immediately go to what can't I eat? So it's really nice to have a program that we are paying attention to the things that we should be eating on a regular basis.
You're so right, Kristen. And actually, I should just say that that one of the sort of key tenets of this program is there are actually no foods that you are required to completely eliminate from your diet. There are no forbidden foods in
Yay!
This challenge. Yeah, there's room for everything, but we are going to try to look at that balance and that consistency over time. The other sort of feature of the program is that not only do you get a grade for every day based on your choices, but we also keep track of your grade over time. And as you mentioned, you're in an academic setting there, so this is going to make perfect sense. We keep track of your nutrition grade point average, your GPA. And there's a little app that we use that's included with the program that does this for you. And the idea here is that a healthy diet is not just about balancing, you know, our good choices with our indulgent choices. It's also about trying to be consistent over time. Because I think human nature leads us to focus on the extremes. We focus on that day that we were really quote unquote bad. And then maybe the next day we're really quote unquote good. And we kind of forget about most of the days, which are somewhere in between. So this concept of the nutrition grade point average helps to bring that into focus a little bit more as well, that it's not just your best day or your worst day, but how things are averaging out over all the days, that's really going to tell the story here. So we use that nutrition GPA that way. And that's sort of how we measure our success on the challenge. Not what our highest grade was during the 30 days or our lowest grade, but what we ended up with as our average for those 30 days.
Great. So giving us a bigger picture there mm-hmm. too. So kind of back to specific foods here, what if someone is on a special diet or has food allergies? Can they still participate?
Oh, absolutely. And again, because there are no foods that are required and no foods that are forbidden, this is really easy to fit in. So if someone is a vegan, if someone is gluten intolerant, if someone chooses to follow a lower carb diet or someone else chooses to follow, a diet that includes more complex carbohydrates, nobody's going to be running up against, you know, limits or prohibitions that are going to throw them off. And if there are foods that you're allergic to, you know, no difficulty trying to avoid those. And in a couple of cases, you know, we have some alternatives for foods that we are trying to encourage in the program. But we, for example, one of the things that we ask people to play around with is seeing if they can include fish in their diet more frequently, because we know that this has really positive benefits and on a number of different levels, but some people are allergic to fish and shellfish. And so for that point of the program, we have a couple of alternatives that will serve some of the same purposes. And same thing with nut allergies and dairy allergies. There's lots of alternatives. So this really can fit with any, not just food sensitivity or food allergy, but also really any diet philosophy.
Excellent. So it's nice and flexible.
It's very flexible.
With the end of spring semester coming up soon, we do have some folks who might be heading on vacation or will at least be taking a break from campus and perhaps their normal routine for a while. So I've already gotten a couple emails from people who are saying, hey, I'm out of town for these 5 days, which are part of the 30 days. Mm-hmm. Can they still join the program?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, because the program is so flexible and it's not requiring you to eat specific foods, there's, you know, no diet program that you're on, this is very easy to take on vacation with you because you're going to have all those same choices that you get to make in a regular workday. You also get to make while you're on vacation. You get to choose what you're having for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner. And the same principles apply, you know, finding that balance between, you know, having some fun foods and making sure that you're also covering your other bases. And all you really need to have with you is your phone, you know, because if you're using the smart app, and really within a couple of days, you will have memorized these 10 questions. So, you know, push comes to shove. You don't really even need your phone. You can calculate this on the fly, but I sort of love it when people end up having a vacation or a holiday or a celebration during the 30 days, because it helps them see that healthy, balanced nutrition is not just something that we do in between special occasions. It can be something that that also we can carry through our celebrations and our stressful times and our work travel and all those different things that make up our lives, that this can fit into all of those. And I think that's a really important insight, because how often do we find ourselves waiting to take a positive step for our health, whether that's joining a gym or, you know, signing up for a nutrition challenge, you know, and thinking like, well, I better wait until the timing is just right. And when is the timing ever perfect?
Right.
Never. This is real life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, I think if someone does go on vacation and they can see how these foods, everything can just all fit in, it might be nice to return from vacation without that feeling of having overindulged. I think a lot of people do come back like, oh man, I gained 10 pounds on when I was away. So
right, with that hangover, that, you know, price to
pay. Yeah, exactly. Especially important.
But at the same time, it's not so overbearing that it is, you know, distracting or
right.
You know, you can certainly enjoy your vacation and have this kind of running in the background. It's pretty low energy.
Wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits. Can participants expect to lose weight?
Well, this weight loss is not the focus of this program. It's not our primary goal. Our goal is really to improve people's nutritional profile. However, what I have seen, I've had hundreds and hundreds of people do this program with me now over the last 3 or 4 years, and weight loss is a very common, well, we'll call it a side effect, right?
A healthy side effect.
Welcome side effect to this. Even though we're not counting calories, we're not, you know, restricting or eliminating foods, just that focus on including more healthy foods in the diet and a little bit of awareness about those foods that can be overindulged in, very frequently the net effect is that people end up losing weight through the program. Usually they're very happy about that. But it's not the goal. It's not how we measure success. And it's not something that we're talking about all the time. We're more likely to be talking about, you know, people's favorite ways to prepare vegetables in ways that they really love, because that helps them eat more servings of vegetables and that kind of thing.
Right. what have past participants reported in terms of other benefits, maybe improved digestion or what do you get in terms of feedback?
Well, in addition to, you know, a substantial proportion of people reporting some weight loss, the two most common outcomes of this that people say they got out of the program is eating more vegetables, which is something that they always mean to do, but somehow never succeed in doing or can't figure out how to do. And there's something about the way this program is set up that people end up cracking that code. I mean, we now have people that did it 3.5 years ago and we're still in contact and they're still eating more vegetables. So that's one. And the other thing I think that people just say make the biggest difference is that they manage to cut down on the amount of added sugars that they're consuming. Not to zero. This isn't a detox, you know, where people have to go sugar free, but the way the program is structured, people say that they actually managed to cut down on the amount of sweets that they're consuming. And both of those, if I had to pick two things, those would be my two favorite things to see people do, because I think they have a huge impact on people's nutritional well-being. But yeah, you mentioned, you know, improved digestion, more awareness, you know, a little bit more mindfulness about their eating. They report enjoying their food more, cutting down on the number of occasions where they just find themselves mindlessly snacking or overeating. So a lot of really great and fun benefits. I think what means the most to me, though, is that these benefits seem to last much longer than the 30 days. People continue this approach, this philosophy, and continue in the group. We should talk a little bit about the group that we set up to support people in this.
Yes.
Because it's something that people stay involved with long after the 30 days are over and find it to be a very, you know, supportive setting in which to continue to cultivate healthy habits.
Yeah, and you do that through Facebook, correct?
That's right. So so usually this program, we have participants participating from all over the world. So all over the United States, in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, all over the world. And we bring everybody together in a private closed Facebook group that only people that are doing the challenge participate in. Now, this is a little special that we're going to be doing this with MUS Wellness. This is the first time that we will have done it in a group setting where people are more likely to already know each other, which I think is going to be fantastic. And we are going to set up a private special Facebook group just for the MUS Wellness Plan members, and where you, Kristen, and I, and Neil are all going to be in there together to provide that coaching and support.
Wonderful. So just a little bit about the benefits. I can really personally attest to everything that you said. So I actually signed up for and participated in the 30-day nutrition upgrade a couple of years ago. And even as a dietitian, I noticed a difference in how I felt. So as Monica talked about, eating more vegetables and cutting a bit back on sweets. I have a serious sweet tooth.
Me too, Kristen.
So I did not eliminate sugar, but with this program, I was able to rein that in a bit. Again, I felt overall much better. And I still think about the 10 questions even years later. So as Monica said, once you do this for a few days, you get a hang of those questions. You memorize them pretty quickly. And I still think about them when I'm making food choices, particularly maybe if I've gotten off track for a few days, if I haven't been eating particularly well, I use that nutrition GPA app that is still on my phone to get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very beneficial.
Oh, I'm glad that you found the program to be a positive experience, Kristen. And I'm really excited that you approached me about doing this with MUS Wellness. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. And I really hope that people will get on board and do this with us.
I agree. I'm very much looking forward to it. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners about the program?
Well, I'd love to actually have an opportunity to come out and see you all in Montana. It's such a beautiful state, and I think that for me, what's going to be fun is I know that this program is very easy to incorporate into any routine, and that's why people are so successful with it, even though, you know, people in their family may not be doing it, or, you know, they're because it fits so well into lifestyle. But I also know that it can be really helpful to have other people doing it with you, because you can, you know, we see that in the Facebook group, people can brainstorm and share ideas and kind of keep everybody on track. And so having that also amplified in the workplace with people that know each other in real life, as we say, right? Yes. I think it's going to add, you know, a new dimension to the program that will be really fun.
Yes, and we are also adding a little friendly competition
to the
program, which is something that is a first for you in offering this program.
Yes, so usually people are really just kind of competing against themselves. You know, they're just going to set a benchmark and set a goal and try to reach it in terms of their NGPA, their nutrition GPA. But we thought it would be fun to divide the group up into two teams and also have you kind of competing on a team level to see which team can have the highest group nutrition GPA.
Awesome. And we have found that in our online incentive program, those team challenges are highly popular. Having that accountability is huge. So we are asking participants to choose their favorite mascot when they sign up, and yeah, get a little team competition going as well.
That's right. We'll have a little leaderboard that we can share how people are doing about halfway through the program. And then again, at the end, we'll make the big announcement. But I really think that everyone will win who participates in the program. And I'm really looking forward to working with the MUS Wellness folks.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much, Monica, for joining us today on the Well Chat.
My pleasure.
We appreciate your time. We're really looking forward to offering the 30-day nutrition upgrade to the Montana University System Benefits Plan members. So thanks again, and until next episode, be well.
Be well.